Hi everyone, welcome back to Prevention Nation,
where we believe education and awareness can change the culture of violence.
My name is Roy Lutz.
And I'm Caitlin Wagenfield.
Welcome back to Prevention Nation, it's Roy here, and I'm super excited to have two guests today. And these are guests that I've been looking forward to all summer long as we approach this new next season of Brain Juice. So obviously coming back is Ian. Ian.
Hi.
Yeah. So Ian, I'm so glad you're back. Why are you back?
Honestly, one, and this might be a little bit biased, but I had to be back for Roy. Obviously, I had to be awesome. Back for Roy. Roy is definitely one of my favorites. Besides everyone else,
your favorite? So yeah. I'm your favorite with everyone else?
Yeah.
That was a terrible compliment, Ian.
But, like, it's a compliment.
Sure. So, yeah, I'm but as like, likable as everybody else.
Okay, so, like, maybe it's, like, a different, like, tier ranking. Like, what is it nowadays? It's, like, A, B, C. No, S, A, B, C.
S? What's S?
So, apparently, like, there's, like, this whole ranking system nowadays where it's, like, you get, like, a chart, and it has, like, different colors for, like, the different letters. And, like, S is, like, ultimate, like, God tier.
Is that, like, Sigma?
Is it?
Listen, my other guest is almost threw up in her mouth right there.
No, but, like, I just see it, and
some
it's,
kind
like,
of Sigma. No?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sufficient.
Sufficient. S is sufficient.
I'm pretty
sure. Okay.
Well, S could also be Sigma.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely not Alpha.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Yeah.
But no, definitely. And also just...
I'm giving gag right now. Gag me, right? This is gross. Yes.
But definitely the experience I had last time was definitely just like, you know what? I want to keep doing this because... behind the scenes and also just recording is a lot of fun, especially behind the scenes. Some of the things that happen, It's just way too funny. Like all the times that we would be recording in the audio room, and I would just be sitting on the floor with the microphone just in my hands. I'm just like doing like a little dance, just side to side.
Yeah.
And everyone else is just there looking at me. I'm just like, yeah, I'm having fun.
Nice. Well, I mean, you know, most of your season was just behind the scenes last year.
Yeah.
Oh!
Hey, that's fair. That is fair. This season, that will be different. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I'm confident of that, and I'm joking, obviously. But that isn't that... and that gets to the point that we were talking before we started recording, is that the whole point of this is supposed to be about fun and team building and getting to know each other. And I think that happened with you your co-host last year was, you know, you learned more about each other. You learned about some different diverse perspectives, and if that's what you got out of the process last year, that was perfect. So, but I'm super glad you're back this year. I think it's going to be, I think from our conversations, we're going to have some cool things this year.
Definitely.
For the listeners, while we were talking about Sigma, you heard some other voice going on in here, and you probably just heard the squeak over there. But our new co-host, a junior at the Warren County Career Center, is Carly. Carly, tell us about yourself.
My name's Carly. I like potatoes.
You like potatoes? That was an odd fact throw out.
Do you just like potatoes, like raw potatoes? Or like, no. Do you like cooked potatoes, like cut potatoes, fries?
I don't care. I just like potatoes. Not raw.
Okay, but what version of potato is the best? Like, is it French fry? Is it hash browns, tater tot, baked potato, twice baked potato?
Is that a thing?
You don't know what a twice baked potato is?
That's a thing.
But like, that's actually a thing.
Yeah, you bake the potato, then you scoop out all of the inside of it and leave the skin. And then you take that and you whip it, like you mix it and whip it with like sour cream and like all sorts of different flavors and cheese. And then you put it back into, like you scoop it back into the potato skin and you bake it again so it gets nice and crispy. Oh, a twice baked potato.
That actually sounds really
good.
So
it's an overcooked potato.
Pretty much. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, what potato version would you prefer the most?
As long as it's edible.
No preference? You're just like, I'll take any potato, because I'm a hash brown. I'll take crispy hash browns with soft in the middle, but crispy on the outside. Oh, it's so good. And then a French fry. I can do French fry. I'm not big on tater tots, though. I don't like tater tots. They're too potato-y for like a... It's a really potato-y French fry to me.
For me, like with tater tots, there's only one way I can have them nowadays, and I tried it at
from your pocket, like Napoleon Dynamite? I love that scene. You've seen that movie? Napoleon Dynamite.
No.
Oh, he stores all of his tater tots in his pocket so he has snacks during class.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, somebody walks by and smashes all of his tater tots.
But I will say, tater tots with Cajun seasoning is really good. And there's like one restaurant I know does it because I get it there, and it's Wayback Burger in Voice of America.
Huh.
And like, it is just, I don't know why. Like, I'm not big on tater tots. Like, it's not one of those things where it's just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get a tater tot today. It's one of those things where it's like, yeah.
When the opportunity presents itself,
I might as well get tater tots. And like, they put Cajun seasoning, and it actually kind of like slaps. And then they have like a sauce that goes with it. I forgot what it's called, but it's really good too. Hmm. It just like balances it all out.
Okay, well, so then Carly, if you're not going to give us a particular potato style that you like, you have to give me at least which place has the best potato French fry. Is it McDonald's French fry or Wendy's French fry? Like, which French fry will you kill? Which French fry just eats?
Did you say eats?
I know, I'm trying to get her all, like, yeah, upset with
me. See, for me,
apparently.
Because I don't know much of, like, these terms.
Which one's
like,
fire?
For me, it sounds normal right now.
It's normal, but at the same time,
yeah,
it's an older person saying it.
Dang!
That's why I'm doing it. That's why I love doing it, right? But yeah, that was some ageist stuff going on right there. We'll just, So which potato French fry version is the best?
That's hard.
Yeah? Which two is it between? If you're having a hard time choosing, which two?
I feel like that's tough within itself, too.
Yeah,
that's tough.
Cause like for all you know, she could say some like crazy answer, be like, Sony.
Yeah,
Sonic.
Yeah, Sony. Sony's music. Yeah.
I love so many French fries.
Yeah.
She could say Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. Well, I know some places have like the frizzles, like the really thin stripped fries.
Yeah.
But then there's like those fry wedges, very potato-y. And I think of Wendy's as kind of thick potato fries, like they're very potato-y, whereas McDonald's are, like, to me, McDonald's are just really good, but it's hit and miss with the salt. Sometimes I go to McDonald's and they give me ones that have no flavor. I'm like, oh, and then the next time I go, it's like every handful is like just salt.
What I do sometimes is if I go to McDonald's, I'll ask for no salt, then I'll have salt packet.
That's probably the smart way, right? Yeah.
Oh, so they're fresh
potatoes
like that.
A lot of people do that.
What's that?
They're more fresh like that. Like, they're more hot.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah, because they have to make you new ones, because all the ones they already have made are salted. Smart. Good strategy.
I'm really wondering, like, whenever, like, someone's, like, you know, like, just on anything, where it's like, welcome to McDonald's, what can I get you? And then it's just like, can I get unsalted fries? What is their reaction to that? Because, like, me personally, if I was, like, dealing with that, and it's, like, a busy day, and I just get, can I get unsalted fries? I would be like, this is what it come down to.
Yeah.
This is just how it's going to go. I got to go make those fries. I got to come back here, and then someone else is going to want fries, and then we have a whole thing of fries that has no salt, and I got to remind them, like, hey, those can't have salt. Someone might accidentally put salt on them.
Yeah, you're a lot more patient about it than I am. I would have been. I bet I'd be like, oh, a bunch of swear words and just like angry.
See, for what I do,
but it's genius.
I could have high cholesterol for all you know.
Yes. Yeah.
But no, I'm used to it because at work I have to be calm now because of my position. It's not like one of those things where.
Where are you working at now?
At Kings Island.
Yeah, that's.
I'm a culinary lead, so it's like one of those things. Like when I was a line cook, oh yeah, I could react in any way. Obviously, there's limitations.
Yeah.
But now as lead, it's like. I have to set an example, and that's weird.
Yeah, it is pretty
restaurant
weird.
Restaurant business sucks.
Yeah, it does.
I personally
do. You have a job?
It.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I work at a restaurant.
Okay, which restaurant? Do you mind saying?
At Barrel House.
Barrel House? Oh, really? What do you do there?
I greet, I run food, I do prep, and I do cashier now.
Nice. I hope you're working later this month. We are going to be doing an event up there, so yeah. It's an event with a lady who's been a guest on here. She's an amazing partner to Safe on Main. Her name is Victoria Ellen. She's going to do a book signing up there later this month. She wrote a book, and she's going to do a book signing. And Barrel House is going to give us 5% of all their proceeds that they make between the hours, certain hours that she's going to be there. So yeah.
Depends what day it is.
Wow, I think it's the 25th or something.
If that's a weekend, I work on weekends.
Okay. So you work at Barrel House. You like potatoes. My goal is to, through this season, determine There's got to be a favorite version, so I just can't let that rest. Nobody likes every version of potatoes, you know? Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be like just that theme that threads this whole season together. What else? Right? What else do we need to know about you? Where's your home school?
Lebanon.
Okay. So how does the Career Center work? Did you go to Lebanon up until 10th grade and then you transfer for 11th, or did you transfer when?
That's another thing about me. I really can't speak half the time.
That's okay. You know, that's going to make a great podcaster, right? Where speaking is imperative. Yeah.
So essentially we went like on a small field trip, Lebanon did, to like go to the Career Center and see what programs we wanted to do.
Yeah.
First they came to us to like explain the programs. Then we went to the Career Center. And then we made the choice whether we wanted to attend the Career Center for the next incoming school year or stay at a homeschool.
Okay. So what is your, at the Career Center then, you're obviously in the same department as Ian. Mm-hmm. So what's your interest? What career direction do you want to go?
I want to go into animation. I grew up watching cartoons a lot and watching like individual animators on YouTube.
Yeah.
So when I figured it out, I was like, oh, I like animation. I'll do it. But at first, I want to do graphic design.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know the Career Center had an animation, part. I was like, I'll do this. But then when I figured out animation, I was like, okay, I'm going to DMA instead.
Okay. So, I have a question about animation. What do you think, how do you feel about cartoons versus Pixar animation? Which one do you prefer? Ooh.
Cartoon, like 2D cartoons.
2D cartoons?
So, like anime?
Yeah, essentially.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so there's a difference. The way Disney movies and Pixar are doing it now are 3D, where you can essentially see the shapes are more round, like a human body. 2D, it's like flat.
Like the Jetsons and Tom and Jerry and...
Those
and
are 2D.
Those are 2D.
Like, interesting. That's straight up flat cartoons.
Oh, okay. So that, I mean, I guess I never really thought about it as... Because it's all still on a flat screen TV, so I think of it all as 2D. But I do see what you're saying. I can see depth more in the Pixar. That's what makes Pixar look so sometimes real sometimes. But you prefer the 2D.
Yeah, mainly because I also did grow up on like old classics.
So really? What's your classic cartoon that you grew up on?
Oh, God. I'll say probably Tom and Jerry.
Really? I love Tom and Jerry too. Yeah, I liked... I had a lot of really classic cartoons that I liked also, but then when I had kids, I got to watch a lot of their cartoons too, so I had to watch, you know, all the Rugrats, and then I got into, some of the more modern ones, and yeah, okay. But anime is a very different animation, right?
Yes, and no. Anime takes a lot more time than your standard, like, cartoon show with all like the bright colors, shadows and highlights and whatnot.
Yeah.
And how fast the scenes are moving.
Okay. And I'm even thinking because anime has the different eyes. It's very different.
I feel like that's another thing why it attracts people, because how different the eyes are.
Yeah.
Normally in cartoon, in a standard cartoon, the eyes are just one color, which is normally black. But compared to anime, they have like different colors, pink, blue, green, maybe even two colored eyes.
Well, yeah. This makes me think, because I grew up with Dragon Ball Z when it used to be on Cartoon Network adult side, and I would wake up very late at night just to watch it. And I'm thinking, did they have different colored eyes in Dragon Ball?
Yeah, I did the same thing, to be honest.
Yeah.
Now I'm really thinking about that, actually. I'm going to probably go home and watch Dragon Ball again.
Right?
Just start looking at the eyes, just be like, change color. Change color.
Yeah, well, so, and then one more question about the animation. So my son keeps trying to get me to, I struggle with full-length animated features. Like, it's one thing if it's a Pixar where it's, maybe an hour and 30 minutes, a movie, and it's really centered around kids, Monsters, Inc., Toy Story, those kinds of things. But when you do a serious, even The Incredibles, I like it, but I can't get into it because it's a 2 hour and 10 minute movie that's animation, and I struggle with that. But my son wants me to watch the one Spider-Man movie that's animation.
Oh,
he says he's He says it's literally the best.
Oh God.
Of all the Spider-Man movies.
Is it?
Oh no.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name.
Yeah, I can't either.
Into the Spider-Verse?
Into the Spider-Verse.
Yes, yeah.
Is it Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah, it's Into the Spider-Verse.
And he says it's the best of the Spider-Man movies, and he keeps trying to make me watch it, and I'm like,
wait, I can't get to it. Yeah. He says it's the best out of which of the Spider-Mans? Like, animated Spider-Mans, or
no,
all
he thinks it's all the Spider-Man movies. Yeah.
I'm sorry to say this, Roy, but...
My son's wrong.
Your son's very wrong.
Okay. Yeah. See, well, that's the thing. I'm not even a big Marvel fan, to be honest with you. I know. My favorite Marvel movie is most people's least favorite Marvel movie. Guardians of the Galaxy. I just like that one.
Guardians of the Galaxy was good. What? It's
overrated? Wow.
It's overrated and overhyped.
That's messed up.
Best soundtrack ever. I prefer DC.
Ooh,
so you prefer long and sorry, but boring movies that are just like, and it's literally just pitch dark.
Like, what's a DC movie?
Batman. You know,
Flash,
like
Flash, Joker.
Yeah, those here.
Oh, okay. So, have you seen the new? Did you see the
I plan to.
Okay, and you saw Joker, the first one, right, with Joaquin Phoenix?
No, I haven't. Maybe
okay.
Because
it is like prepare yourself mentally because I was watching it on Netflix because I would always hear about it and like my friends would be like, oh, it's such a good movie, like it's so good, like it is crazy good. I was like, okay, like you know, like let me watch when I have a free day, and I had a free day and I was watching. And I was like, this movie is so, like, dark and disturbing. I couldn't finish it at all.
That's the only reason why I don't watch, like, Joker specifically, like, movies.
Yeah. Like,
because they're so dark and centered around the character.
Yeah. Like, it is truly dark. And, like, I don't know if you guys know Terrifier.
Mm-hmm.
The movie where, like, when it was in theaters, they literally handed out bags to people, like, puking. I could watch that perfectly fine. But Joker, I don't know if it was like something like psychologically or...
So it was a serious one of the things I think I liked about my daughter and I, we watched it together, and we, I think what was most interesting about it was that in DC, who's the hero and who's the bad guy? Batman and Joker, who's the hero?
Batman.
And Joker's bad guy?
Well, technically Batman's
vigilante?
Bat.
Yeah. But he's...
He's technically the hero since he saves people.
Yeah, he's saving people and stuff. Joker is... Yeah, I think that flips the script completely. It is... Joker is the abused, the neglected, the homeless, the mentally ill person who people mistreat and abuse. And he ends up becoming the hero of the story, in my opinion. And Batman is the real awful man. It really flips it.
If you've read the comics, it definitely highlights that a lot. Until you get to, like, the art, I don't know what it's called, but as soon as Red Hood pops in, that's where it's like, oh, Joker's just a really terrible person.
Yeah.
Also, at the same time, because of all the abuse he went through and all the trauma,
right,
it makes sense.
And meanwhile, Batman is super privileged, super rich. He gets everything he wants. His family is super wealthy. Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying that out. He's a playboy.
Yeah, right? And he has all that. And meanwhile, this other person, so, you know, I think it speaks a lot around to social justice, equality, equity of, economic equity and stuff. So, I don't know, I think it's really cool. But part two, if you watch them, watch the first one before part two, but my son and I just went and saw part two, and we loved it. Not as good as the first one. We loved it, but it is a musical.
Oh, and it's a musical?
Yeah, there's hardly any conversation and dialogue in there that isn't singing.
Oh,
the
new one?
It's the new one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a musical because apparently, it's what I heard. Apparently, in the comic, it was stated that it was a musical.
Yeah.
Oh, and I did not know that part.
Yeah, apparently, it's what I overheard.
Yeah, and Lady Gaga obviously has an amazing voice,
mm-hmm.
but Joaquin Phoenix doesn't. So a lot of the singing, it pairs up with that he's a mentally ill, schizophrenic person in a mental institution, His singing sounds eerie and creepy, and because he's not very good, you know. But I mean, we were a little ill prepared for that. I was like, oh, there's a lot of singing, and I don't know, okay with the musical, but
see, the whole time because they like mentioned it, I thought it was just gonna be like a scene where it was like a musical, since like the whole like Joker thing, like clown,
yeah,
and like everything like that. I thought it was gonna be like, oh, like some situation happens. whole, like, you know, theater scene where it's like it's a musical and everything. Yeah. I didn't know it was the whole movie.
Yeah, me neither. I thought it was like in the first one when he went on to that talk show at the end where he committed that heinous crime.
I saw
there
that
was
clip.
Music and he did a little bit of dancing. That's what I thought. I thought there was going to be some musical segments, but almost all the conversation they were singing it to each other. And I was like, oh, I didn't expect that.
I didn't know that either till I overheard like some of the students saying. I was like, oh, it's a musical. That explains why they have Lady Gaga in there.
Yep, that's why
that was the one part I was really confused on. Is like when like they were like talking about it, it's just like, oh, Lady Gaga's gonna, because she plays Harley Quinn in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing that has upset me a little bit.
I was just like,
yeah?
Just a little bit, because I like, this is gonna be some bias. I love Lady Gaga music. I really do.
Oh, no.
But you can't be Margaret Robbie as Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
That is really true.
She just has something for Harley Quinn that I haven't seen the movie, so I really can't say much. That Lady Gaga.
Well, I bet you won't mind Lady Gaga so much as Harley Quinn in there, because her role is really, I don't know, it's so hard to describe. The movie, the entire movie takes place in an insane asylum. So this movie is before Harley Quinn is Harley Quinn.
Arkham. So when she's
this is like right in the beginning, and it isn't until the very end of the movie.
Harley Quinn. It is Harley Quinn's out.
Yeah, she doesn't even take that name until the very end of the movie, and she doesn't even show up in her first kind of costume until the very end. So I think this is like the birth of Harley Quinn. So maybe that will help.
Why can't they do a movie of that? Because I felt like that would have been really interesting. Like one thing I've always like I like DC. But it's just, like, for me, like, it was difficult watching, at least growing up, like, the movies, just because they're a lot more of a darker theme, a lot of them. And I feel like there's some movies they should have made before they made others.
Yeah.
Like, I think a perfect one, if they did Joker, and that really, like, went well with a lot of people, I think another perfect one would be Red Hood.
Yeah.
Because just explain that whole storyline of, like, was it Dick Grayson the one that got killed turned to Red Hood?
No, I think that's, Dick Grayson, no, he's a Nightwing. It's a Tim, not Tim Drake.
We're trying to figure this out.
Yeah, Tim.
Well, I'm running this. No help to you.
Jason Todd. Jason Todd got beat up by a crowbar.
Yep, got beat up by a crowbar by Joker, and then just seeing how he no longer, because like when he saw Batman again, Batman didn't know who he was. Jason Todd was just like, "Oh, I know who you are. You're the guy that raised me, but you're not my father."
Yeah.
Because like, you could have prevented this, and you thought I was dead. But I'm not, and look at what's going on now. Because you see where it's just like how we were talking about how like Batman's a vigilante.
Yeah.
And like, you know, how you see Batman as a bad guy. And there it really highlights, in a sense, if you understand. Because like some people are going to be like, oh, like, he's taking it too far. Well, he does. Because Jason Todd, in a sense, villains, he just kills them.
Yeah.
He beats them and kills them. Which, in a sense, like some people are going to be like, oh, yeah, that's completely understandable. Especially if they really look in depth on what happened to him.
Right.
And then some people might be like, oh, that's really messed up. But I feel like that would be another movie they could do that would be really perfect for.
Yeah,
like,
gives historical context to who these people are. They're not just a person that you see now, but they're a person like, I mean, I think each of us. I mean, and that's one of the cool things I think, Carly, about having you on this podcast, is because I think one of the things that's cool about meeting any new person or hearing any person is that Carly isn't just Carly today, right? You are right now, you are all of your experiences that you've had in your life. And I think that's kind of what you're talking about with these characters.
Yeah.
When you offer a historical background, you see that all of us are just built on all the things that we've ever experienced. You know, I'm all the things that I've experienced in my life, culminated into now, right? So, yeah. Awesome conversation, by the way. I love that. Last couple things, Carly, before we wrap this one up today is, so you're there for animation at Warren County Career Center. I think we have a lot of conversations ahead of us that we can explore about with animation and where you're going to go with your career. Is there anything else you'd want? Like, what do you hope to get out of podcasting?
To be honest, have another hobby on the side. Like, yeah. I like to keep myself distracted a lot of times.
Okay.
Because I really have a hard time motivating myself.
Yeah.
And if this can help, I'm all on board.
Okay. I love it. Ian, is there anything you want to drop last, or are we going to wrap it up?
I think we're good there, because I think, honestly, the conversation we just had was perfect, and it really highlighted what I want to do with the podcast this year.
Yeah, which is?
Honestly, one thing that I've noticed a lot, and I feel like it might just be a me thing that I noticed. I know we've talked about it, but I feel like, you know, we're in such a time now where we're all divided so much.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, at the end of the day, we just got to realize we're all human. We all come from basically the same, not like the same background, but we all come from the same, we all come from a mother is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. And we all come from adolescence. We all grow up and we, yeah.
And I feel like that's definitely the goal this year, is just getting more around and just, you know, kind of taking a step back, and instead of being like, you know, we have different views, or like we see things differently, or, you know, maybe we have two different personalities that just don't click. We just take that step back and just be like, hey, you got a story, you got a story, and just, you know, try to learn more from each other. Is yeah. what I definitely want.
I think it's a great goal, because I had no, I couldn't have anticipated that Carly's, you know, interest in cartoons was going to culminate into a conversation about Marvel versus DC, historical context of who we are as people, vigilantism. So, I mean, great conversation. Carly, I'm super excited about having you as part of Brain Juice this season. Ian, I'm so happy to have you back. And listeners, please tune in to both Prevention Nation and Brain Juice to hear what people are talking about in Warren County.